Dean County District Attorney Brian Blanchard led the political misconduct investigations against former Assembly Speaker Scott Jensen, former Senator Brian Burke, and former Representatives Stephen Foti and Bonnie Ledwig. In each instance, he obtained either a guilty plea or a guilty verdict. Under the plan now being considered by lawmakers, those cases would have been tried elsewhere. Specifically, they would have been referred first to the district attorney from a legislator's home county, giving lawmakers what Blanchard says would be unique treatment.
The attempt here to limit venue would create an entirely new form of immunity that would protect only one type of potential criminal defendant, state public officials who allegedly abuse their positions.
Blanchard says that goes against a building block of state law, that you prosecute someone in the same place where they commit a crime. He calls this change a step backward and one that's constitutionally fatal. Former Milwaukee County DA Michael McCann agrees. He led the case against former Senate Majority Leader Chuck Kawala.
If the idea here is to facilitate investigations, to restore public confidence in the integrity of the legislature, people are going to recognize this bill. They're going to recognize if no other crime in the state of Wisconsin is subject to residency except this bill, it will be branded special legislation, preferential legislation for legislators.
Lawmakers released a list of 15 changes they plan to make to the proposal before they advance it out of an assembly committee next week. As it stands now, the pieces that concern Blanchard and McCann would not be addressed. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.